and welcome to yet another episode of Kara's podcast, Knowledge Base Live. I'm your host, Connor Lee, and with me today I have the chair of the board, Lindsay Alver. Say hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Connor. How are you?
I'm good. So for those of you who aren't aware, or for those who may not know, hopefully everyone knows who she is, but for those who may not, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, I have been the chair for the past year, and I've been on the board. This will be my third year, and I have one more year to go. I'm a local real estate company owner of Coldwell Banker Onchak Realty. I actually moved to Red Deer in 2007. My intention was to move for 1 year and then get out, but I guess I fell in love with Central Alberta, married my husband, had 3 kids, a dog, and moved onto an acreage. So the rest is history, and I've been a realtor since 2007.
Wow, okay, so yeah, that definitely changed your plans for sure. What has been your favorite part about being the chair of Kara's board in 2021?
Well, I've really enjoyed getting involved in organized real estate and working with the people on the back end. I've gotten involved and seen the professionalism, and I've learned a lot from the people around me and from the people from other boards, from area, from Larry, the EO of the board. So I found I enjoyed working with the people. I've enjoyed the knowledge that I've gained, and I have a newfound respect for what goes on behind the scenes on a board.
Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate that and the information as well. So I guess kicking things off right out, as this is more about the year in review, we wanted to kind of talk about some of the successes and challenges that Kara has faced and overcome this year, as well as kind of gather your thoughts on some interesting factoids about the year. So 2021 was not an easy year. However, it was still a pretty good year for those wishing to sell their homes. It seems that home sales have been influenced with an increasing demand, but a lowering supply at the moment. In addition, though, realtors seem to have persevered through an ongoing pandemic and have adjusted to some big changes during this time. Kara, as well, has continued to find ways to better innovate and create tools to help members through this year through a few initiatives. But I wanted to ask you specifically, Lindsay, is there an achievement that Kara has completed this year that you feel deserves some extra spotlight?
I think that Kara's done a lot this past year. I don't know if we've had one thing in particular that deserves extra spotlight. I mean, this past year has been a challenge, to say the least, for all industries, including real estate. Despite the increase in sales activities, like, we've had to change the way we're doing business. Technology has come at us at a lightning speed, and we've had to learn a lot. Kara, along with everyone else, had to adapt to the new way of doing business. We've had to adapt to new ways of business with COVID tests, virtual to hybrid meetings. Kara continues to work hard without the ability to meet in person. The board has done an excellent job at keeping the realtors informed despite our challenges of in-person meetings. They've kept realtors involved in real estate events, and they've helped realtors as they called in with their different challenges, from Pillar 9 updates to Centra Key transition, good or bad, to the ever-changing COVID rules, FinTrack, and much more. We have accomplished a lot. Kara worked hard, and we completed a new strat plan with the board. We continue to work with relationships between the boards and political leaders. We've helped in the decision-making in regards to pending sales and MLS statuses. We've implemented new ways of communicating with the members, such as podcasts, Facebook updates, and emails, phone calls, etc. And we are at the forefront of developing a very good working relationship with Area and RECA as they continue to navigate their roles as RECA divests itself from education.
Well, thank you for that information as well. That seems like quite a bit of things that Kara has completed this year. In addition to that as well, Kara has their monthly stats that seem to be remaining as one of the most looked at stats on our site. I believe that this is mostly because they would rather look and see the results immediately on, say, a neutral website, as opposed to searching up individually on Pillar 9's database. One thing that Kara is wanting to do is push beyond that boundary and become like a one-stop shop for both members of Kara and members of the public as well. So do you feel that Kara's monthly stats are a great single resource, or do you feel that they may need more in specifics? So say neighborhoods within Red Deer and not just Red Deer as a whole.
I think the Kara monthly stats are excellent. I go on there all the time, but I love stats. I love looking at stats. I like looking at those kind of things, but it is a lot easier to read than going into Pillar 9 and navigating how to look at the different stats. And I know that other people go on there. When the press calls me for interviews, I use the Kara stats as a baseline. And I do think getting specific subdivision information can be useful. We just have to make sure that the data pool is large enough that the results will be accurate. Sometimes we run the risk of having smaller data sizes, and then the results may not be as accurate. So as long as the data size is large enough to get a good depiction of what's going on, I think it's a great idea to go into different subdivisions.
We are hopefully trying to evolve that and get into more specific things with neighborhoods as well. But yeah, like you said, the challenge would be to make sure that the numbers stand out and actually make a difference rather than just reporting the numbers, just a statistical value. So kind of moving into the year, is there anything this year that happened you felt went better than you anticipated?
Well, I'm always in awe at how hard the Kara staff works and Larry itself, and how well they're able to get their job done no matter what the circumstances are. I mean, they went from working in the office to working virtually from home and never skipped a beat. And Larry always keeps everyone involved and knowledgeable in what's going on. So I think that I'm not surprised, but I'm always excited to see that in a real estate board. And then, I mean, I think everybody was surprised at how well the market did in the last couple of years. Like, we thought, you know, the floor was going to drop beneath us when COVID was announced and we had all these restrictions and people maybe getting laid off or working from home. We thought nobody was going to want to even look at houses or sellers were going to be scared to put it on the market. But we actually, in fact, seen the opposite. We've seen people putting their houses on the market, getting more than what they anticipated. And let's face it, the real estate market in Central Alberta, we've had a tough time in the last 10 years before this. So that definitely was one thing that went better than expected. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, specifically in Alberta, even just to compound on that, for sales, the average home price in Alberta as of November was a little under $430,000. Do you expect that to continue to rise? Because it was rising steadily throughout 2021.
So, I mean, when you listen to economists and you listen to people talk about the future, they are saying that house prices are going to continue to rise. Central Alberta, I don't think, seen the fast rise like they do in all the big cities, but we've seen a more moderate rise with prices. I think it all depends on, you know, interest rates, COVID regulation, employment, but right now I do see an increase in price and a steady rise in sales as well.
Do you think that this increase in sales is due to people actually wanting homes and lower interest rates, or do you feel it's largely motivated by the pandemic?
Well, I think that there's a little bit of both there. I mean, the pandemic changed the way people were living, and at first we thought it was going to end within, you know, 2-3 months, but when we seen that this was more of a permanent way of living, people were working from home, they no longer had to look at location as being maybe the place that they're going to live. They're moving to bigger houses and made farther away from their job. Or when travel restrictions increased, the demand for vacation homes went up. So, and then also the interest rates had a huge play in increase in sales as well. People that couldn't afford to buy a house could afford it now. So we've seen a shift in the people buying houses for sure, like people working for the government or teachers and nurses, doctors and stuff. We've seen a lot of that, but I think the pandemic definitely had a role in it, but I don't think it was the only thing that played it.
Thank you for your thoughts there on that as well. So, sorry, falling back, in contrast to anything you felt went better than anticipated, is there anything you felt this year that maybe wasn't as well received? Or if so, has there been any sort of plan to fix said issues?
Well, I think we can all say we're all aware that CentraKey did not roll out as planned, and it wasn't the best rollout, and I know that there were glitches, but we have heard what the members have said, we've heard the feedback, and we're working hard to get this fixed. So based on the feedback, we've encouraged members to visit RECA and Area Advocacy if they experience issues. We need specific feedback, and ultimately finish off with an encouraging note that despite the challenges, members have continued to persevere. We've had lots of challenges, but I've seen realtors help each other out. They've helped the community. I've seen a lot of volunteering going on. I see realtors working together, even though they're in, you know, technically in competition, they're also encouraging each other as well. But CentraKey was probably our biggest disappointment in the way that it rolled out. But I mean, the CARE board just got back on track and we're working at ways to fix this.
Absolutely. I know we're going to be doing some focus groups and committees in the next little bit here as well. So that's definitely saying we have heard you and we are definitely going to be fixing it as well. But this time we're going to be making sure that there's some test groups and everything before it just kind of gets rolled out. So thank you for all your thoughts on those, Lindsay. To sort of finish on a more encouraging note, if you could say one piece of advice to any new upcoming realtor, what would you say?
I think now is definitely a good time to get into real estate. And I don't think that, you know, COVID or the pandemic should discourage anyone from getting into this. But I think that it's still important to, you know, do a good job for your clients, despite how busy you are. Have a checklist to go through so that you can maintain the same type of service for every client, and continue to help your fellow realtors out, volunteer in the community, because it is a tough time right now. Even though the sales have gone up, it's been tough for realtors. It's been tough for a lot of people in the community. So I think it's important to maintain that relationship with your community and the people around you, and the ability to adapt to things coming your way is huge right now. So I think those are the main pieces of advice that I give you.
Awesome. Wise words of wisdom. Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with me today, Lindsay. We appreciate the words, and we are looking forward to a brighter 2022 as well. Thank you for joining me once more.
Well, and thanks again. I just wanted to say that I appreciate the experience that I had this year as being the chair, and I look forward to the next year working with the new Kara chair, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You as well, Lindsay. And as for everyone else, keep calm and carry on.